Welcome back here to wrap up KER Politics. Jimmy and I are going to talk a little bit about the hearings pertaining to January 6th. What I find to be absolutely unbelievable about those hearings is Trump did call for the National Guard, and Nancy Pelosi would not authorize it. I find that to be absolutely amazing. I heard him on television. I got it on tape. He did call for the National Guard. You're on, Jim. Give us your opinion.
Yeah, so not only did he call for the National Guard, he offered 4 days in advance. There is messaging between the Department of Defense and the Capitol Police, specifically offering the National Guard to be in place. There is also information that the night before the January 6th, on January 5th, the night before the protests took place, that the FBI provided information to the deputy chief of Capitol Police, who provided it directly to Chuck Schumer, did not provide it to other people, and gave it to no other members of Congress, that clearly stated that there may be some attempts to breach the Capitol. What that means is that the Democratic leadership was well aware of the opportunity for this to happen and failed to take action in order to stop it. And that would indicate, and this is speculation, so that's fact, that they knew it was coming and they didn't do anything about it. The speculation is they wanted it to happen in order to have the optics of insurrection, and that they had this play already laid out in order to undermine Trump for the future. And there are Republicans like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, who, and many rhinos, that have perpetuated the same lies and myths, unaware of information at the time, because they did not have it. It wasn't shared with them. It was controlled by the Democratic House and Senate leadership, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And that, in my view, is incitement and complicity in whatever happened that day.
Jim, what I find to be really interesting about this whole deal is that none of my progressive friends will believe that it was all Trump's fault. You know, I've heard people go so far as to say he was actually part of it. He was one of the members of the insurrection, for lack of better terms. I watched Donald Trump during that particular period of time on television, and he said, please, let's not have any violence. I saw that with my own two eyes, Jim.
Well, and that the whole this communist show trial, this fabricated narrative that the Democrats have used for a political tool, is once again dividing the country and creating very, very big problems in their attempts to influence and shape people's ideas. And you're right. There are progressives out there that, no matter what you say, will always think they hated Donald Trump. Right. There are Republicans that hate Donald Trump, and no matter what you say, they will just completely ignore reality and facts. It's just a problem of confirmation bias for many of these people. And the reality is that number is getting smaller. It's getting smaller because there's just too much information that's floating around out there of facts. Now, CBS News, I listened to it, the recording yesterday, I think it was Bob Costas, actually stated that five police officers were killed on January 6th. That is a flat out lie. There's a CBS senior news reporter saying that five law enforcement officers were killed as a result of the riots and the protests. Mm. And that is a flat out false lie. I think Tucker Carlson did a piece on it last night, and you should watch it for those that are listening, because it was incredibly insightful to how far the left and progressives and corporate media are willing to go to shape the narrative to protect that confirmation bias on the left. But the reality is it's fading. there are fewer and fewer people that really believe that there was an insurrection in the first place. More and more are questioning the outcome of the election because they're really wondering what happened in some of these key districts and key states, and why hasn't anybody gone out and looked at it? And then they are absolutely confirmed there's a bias when you see political arrest by the Department of Justice on Republican senior campaigners for the most minor things, like, or I should say Republican leaders, like Peter Navarro, for contempt over a fraudulent, you know, completely fraudulent misdemeanor charge. And the leading Kelly, the leading Republican in the race, in the primary race in Michigan for governor against Gretchen Whitmer, is arrested on the January 6th prior to the hearings for being on the steps of the Capitol, a misdemeanor trespassing charge in a place that he shouldn't have been, according to the FBI. But again, these are optics by the Department of Justice in order to enforce a really fraudulent picture that is inflaming Americans. At the same time, many people are wondering what the heck is going on. And I think more and more are waking up to it. It's clear by the polling. It's clear by the activism. It's clear by the parents that are fed up with what's going on in schools. The Democrats would have to cheat in an unbelievable level in order to achieve success in this November.
Well, what I'm interested in primarily, when you say this November, I'm assuming that you are referring primarily to November of 24 and not 22.
No, I'm talking about this November with congressional races.
I want you to elaborate on that real quick. We've got 2 minutes.
So the latest polling indicates a 40 to 50 sweep towards Republicans. Now in Real Clear Politics averages across the nation. That would absolutely destroy the Biden administration's ability to pass any legislation. It would give a majority that would be very, very powerful and really be able to push away. The Senate numbers are a little bit less clear, but it looks like that they may, in fact, lose 5 or 6 seats, according to the latest polling. And at this point in the game, again, inflation, the economy is not going to get better. Ukraine is not going to get better. The border is not going to get better. The, you know, summer economic problems and people cut out of travel, and then the lies from the CDC and the FDA on vaccines, on jabs, all that information is going to continue to kind of rain down negatively on this administration and the Democrats, and they're going to have to face the reality that their games just aren't going to work unless, again, they control the machines and they control the way that the votes work. Yeah. And I pray that we don't have those types of problems, that we can actually overcome and have enough transparency to stop that type of high-level cheating. But I don't know. It's hard to say.
We're going to try like hell. There's no question about that. You know, on a personal note, I want to say that my buddy Rob down the street apparently got a touch of COVID. He had his second booster. Called me yesterday morning and he said, don't even call the house. He said, I can't even get out of bed. I'm so sick. I said, what have you got? And he said, flu-like symptoms. I said, you know what? Be curious to see how you're doing tomorrow. I just talked to him earlier this morning. This is how he's doing tomorrow. He's got a temperature of close to 99 still. What do you think about that, Jimmy? Real quick, we got a minute and a half. That's it. Not even that.
Yeah, about a minute, I guess, or so. Yeah, what I'm so concerned about is, there's more and more information coming out on the impact of these vaccines globally.
Right.
And the FDA, the CDC, is now trying to cover up for their corruption. They're trying to hide it. They're trying to lie. And what I'm concerned with is that they have enough people that allow them to do it. And certainly the media's allowing them to do it. The vaccines have not been effective. They fade. The virus mutates. These are things that we've said for a couple of years now since it began.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unfortunate that we have lost faith and trust in any of our institutions right now, and it continues to get worse. And you kind of wonder what the Biden administration really wants out of this. If it's really to start a revolution and get gun control, take away guns, Is it in order to really socialize our nation?
I don't think that one's going to work. I really don't think that one's going to work. I am actually contemplating having something in my house for protection. You know, it's funny, but I asked my grandson yesterday, this kid's 19 years old, and I said, do you feel that Seattle is a safe place to go? And without batting an eye, he said, absolutely not, Grandpa. We live, as you know, about 15, 20 miles out of town. He said, I will not go in the city. Fun show, you guys. Let's get some comments.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.